Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I had an idea. Doran has perfected it for Quiz Callis coming up at 8:45. Sports slash 4th of July theme. We'll just leave it at that. We don't want to give Harry too many hints on this so that he could prepare in the interim. I'm very excited about this. This is the most excited I've been.
Good job,
Quiz
Callis. This is a good job.
No, you've taken this and you've really run with it. I'm sitting over here doing hard work by myself and doing an okay job of it, and then you guys got involved and it leveled up.
The lesson here is to always solicit other ideas.
I thought it would be cute if it was a surprise, but it's way better if it's not for the other two-thirds of the hosts today. Probably better when you include your teammates.
That's right.
I'm learning from Aaron Rodgers is what's happening.
Yes.
Yeah, you're hosting us at Malibu now. It's great.
A couple of the guys are wearing sandals. We really think they were working out?
Yeah, I just got done. A little picture afterwards.
Yeah.
Recovery.
They got to recover. Cleats off.
They didn't look that sweaty, is all I'm saying. Probably just hanging out.
It's Malibu, California. You're right by the
California.
Beach.
Yeah. It's not hot there.
Well, when you're running around, it's hot whenever. You get sweaty when it's
30
degrees outside.
These are finally two athletic machines.
Come on, man.
And Ben Skowronek.
He was dunking. Did you see that? Did you see Aaron Rodgers throwing him oops?
He's an athlete, man.
I do not need Aaron Rodgers playing basketball, though.
He wasn't playing. He was just ooping.
He ooped, but, I mean, you're going to tell me you can put the ball in his hands. He ain't going to do a little okey-doke?
No, he's going to shoot
it. He's going to do a little crossover, a little Allen Iverson? I mean, that's how Joe Starkey blew out his Achilles, is playing pickup hoops.
Dorn, do you play with Calvin Johnson?
Yes.
So I heard that he ran a 4.35 40.
Yes.
So I was looking at DK Metcalf yesterday, and I'm like, dude's big. I walked past him in the parking lot one time. Dude's big. Calvin Johnson was 6'5", 240, and ran a 4.35.
I ever tell you a story whenever I first got there, and we're going through a walkthrough, and I have my cleats on, and I'm walking next to him just chit-chatting, and I was like, oh, yeah, he is pretty tall. And he was like a head taller than me, and we're just walking. I looked down. He was in bare feet. And I had my cleats on, and he was still he was taller than me in his bare feet.
He was another inch taller than you then.
Yes.
Than that.
That's how big he was. Nicest guy in the world.
Imagine him next to Calvin Austin.
And Calvin's a good player.
He's a really good football player.
Nice year last season.
Yep.
Would not stand next to DK Metcalf. Remember when DK Metcalf got drafted, and so Pete Carroll took off his shirt so that he could flex and show his abs? I love that. You can give us a call on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Of those pictured, how do we think it's going to, and we'll get into the Jonnu Smith portion of the analysis coming up next, but some of that will be mentioned here. We all assume, and I think rightly so, DK Metcalf will be the Steelers' leading receiver this year. Who's going to be two? Who's going to be three? Who's going to be four?
Leading receiver?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter by position. You're just saying.
Right. Who's going to have, if he has the most catches and yards, who's going to have the next most catches?
Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth, Calvin Austin.
Pat?
I would go Pat Freiermuth 2, Jonnu Smith 3. Austin probably tied with Jonnu.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm inclined to go with Doran's exact list.
So you go Jonnu before Freiermuth.
I will, and it's total recency bias, and it's total me being a fanboy. Watching the highlights of Jonnu Smith breaking tackles and running away from people.
He would have led the Steelers in touchdown catches last year.
He would have been damn near their leading receiver in yards, and he was by far their leading receiver in receptions. He had 88 catches last year. George Pickens had 59.
Mm-hmm.
Voice got all high there. I think Jonnu and Pat could wind up having a similar number of catches, but I think Jonnu's run after catchability might push him ahead in yards. I mean, that dude can fly.
Yep.
That dude doesn't look like a tight end at all. And he barely played tight end last year.
Well, I just think that there's going to be so many just like dump down passes to him that he'll lead the team in catches. Like, you know, he'll stay in on the wing, him and Pat Freiermuth on one side. You have like a wing formation. Pat Freiermuth, you know, runs down the middle of the field, runs a, you know, in route, basic route or whatever. And then Jonnu's like blocking, and then just leaks out to the flat. And Aaron Rodgers wants to get the ball out.
Oh, I love a good tight end leak.
And then, you know, everybody's dropped back, and you get Jonnu, and he's going to have some yak yards. I mean, I just see that happening a lot. He's a very good safety blanket, and he's not going down the field.
Your guy, Cade Bell, with the tight end leak last year a couple of times.
Yeah.
Love that leaky tight end.
Yeah, you can use him in a number of different ways. I mean, he's your move guy. I mean, you can move. He can play in a slot. He could play singled up. He can play in line, though. Pat's better at that. I mean, that position, you'd be hard pressed to find a tight end room. Obviously, there's ones with better top end talent, Brock Bowers, Kelsey. You know,
but a room though.
Room, probably low key, maybe a top two or three tight end room in the league right now. Because I still think Darnell Washington, I think there's a lot of meat on that bone.
Mm-hmm. He becomes, to bring up Jerry Dulac's point again, I mean, he becomes their third tight. He becomes the Michael Proop, but on steroids. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying.
He's like having another tackle out there.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I put him in a different category almost.
Yeah.
Like he's in his own category.
For sure.
I feel like there's the two, you know, Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith are in, you know, the tight end category. I think Darnell's like in a whole other package type category where he's almost a starter in certain places.
I mean, he can uproot a D end.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a big, strong dude.
That's a really good that's a really good situation to have. You have every type of tight end, like versatility wise. So you know you have a little bit of everything with all three of them. But you got the blocker, you got the runner, and you got the mainstay. Like, that is a really good situation to be in. You don't have usually three. You may have two, but you don't usually have three.
And they led the league in 13 personnel last year, so three tight ends. They played that 13% of the time. And then if you take two tight ends and three tight end sets, they're right up there at the top of the league if you combine them. About 50% of their snaps. About 40% of their snaps. I bet you they're up around 55%.
Imagine you're in 13 personnel and you've got, or even 12 personnel, and you've got DK Metcalf, one of the best blocking receivers in football. And, I mean, if they're able to run the football consistently, that personnel group, you know, having three tight ends on the field and a single receiver, it is truly an amoeba type of situation with Jonnu Smith, because you could just as quickly motion him out.
Yeah, so what
defense
are you playing?
Have him matched up with a safety. Like, are they taking a corner out? How are they playing you? From a quarterback standpoint, if you want to get DK Metcalf one-on-one, if they can run the football in 13 personnel, you got a hard time keeping a safety back there over the top of DK. So, yeah, I mean, this has Arthur Smith written all over it. All over it. That's who he is.
I've heard some criticize, because you mentioned it, Jonnu Smith got better last season in Miami. Some people criticize that he didn't have, quote-unquote, enough production with Arthur Smith. I mean, he and the guy who looks kind of bust-like, what the hell's his name?
Kyle Pitts.
Thank you, Kyle Pitts. They combined for 100 catches in 2023 in Atlanta when Arthur Smith was the head coach and coordinator, and you had Desmond Ridder throwing him the football.
Right,
right.
Like, Aaron Rodgers a far cry from that. So I think you look at those numbers, plus you look at Jonnu Smith's numbers last year, two only played 11 games. He only played 11 of the 17 games, and he still put up 88 catches for 900 yards and 8 touchdowns. He is their number two wide receiver.
You also had A.J. Brown and Corey Davis in Tennessee when he was there. Like, and Corey Davis was a dude for a couple of years.
Yeah,
A.J. Brown's a really good player.
And Derrick Henry.
And obviously Derrick Henry, but I'm saying Jonnu Smith was, he would have been the second leading receiver on the Steelers this year. He was a distant third in 2020 when he had 8 touchdown catches for Tennessee.
And he was a distant fourth of options.
Correct.
You're going Derrick Henry, you know, Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, then Jonnu's like kind of like left out there by himself. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't need another wide receiver.
I'd still have one.
It wouldn't hurt.
I'd still, man.
We'll get into that a little bit coming up next, too.
Give me Gabe Davis and let's roll.
Well, yeah, he ruined it.
Okay, keep the people engaged. You don't have to hide everything. I'm cooking something up. Baked beans. A little bit of bacon and some onion and a...
You got to get a whole big old thing of brown sugar in there. You plop it right in the middle, stir that sucker up.
Yeah.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.